Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call to order the Osage Minerals Council regular meeting Wednesday, October 17, 2018. So happy you all are here. We'd like to go with the agenda today as quick as possible. Want to ask for the opening prayer and would everyone rise, please? Sean, go on. Yeah, okay.
Oh, God, I think I see it all. I thought see what kind of a change. And they go and say, ah, they, maybe they, he's to my what up a day, say, ah, they, Zanzuli, I need a sheer, they duck here, they come, but it's here. Guys to my what up a day, say, ah, they, we'd say, me, they, me, head, say, they, Dali, the who have a chair, the scape, and Tonga, what kind of key scarf shark, they say scape, and Tonga. And they go and say, aha, they wajajina, and say, Dabri, aha, the sons only, Pasuli, Wahakali, and Dabri, aha, they say. Itziko, Iko, and Paha, they say, and the back in Tonga.
Good one.
Akita nika shiete mahitanka akita nika shiete maja detse ade ata take de agri detse padiane maja. Lord, we thank you for this day. We ask the prayers for our kisto watanka detse his nieces. He's asked for prayers. He asks for prayers that you watch over them. He asks for prayers for our kikta, our soldiers across these oceans fighting for our freedom. And we pray most especially for our elders, our elders, our grandparents, grandfathers, grandmothers, he asks that we pray for them too. I pray that our government and our people and these gifts that you've given us, that we take care of these. They say they maja mashi te ikshea they maja they say they consec on the achatankom anga kada heaven and earth that you make that as one waja nikashea they our land and our holdings Lord all the things that you've done for us I pray these things one ombre they say they hampa they padon shon every day that you give us this bread that we take and we partake and we ask that you. Our bodies, that we become old and that we have good homes. Each and every, I pray for all our kisto maya nika share they get up by nika share they tila ite they like able to come right. All their families, children, everyone in this circle. Ia gashena kakon kakip share come right. Kakona, it's all these things I ask in your name. Amen.
Please be seated. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Foreman? Present. Councilwoman Gray? Here. Councilwoman Harder?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Redigal?
Here.
Councilman Rebar?
Present.
Chairman Waller?
Here.
Secretary Yates?
Present.
Thank you so much. Has everyone had a chance to review the superintendent's report prepared for the meeting on the 12th and also for today? You have that in front of you, everyone has that?
It's in our books.
Do we have any questions before I get her started? I'd like to ask that we stay focused on the three items, our production, our permitting and workovers. I understand what the operations is. It's a branch of minerals. Would you all like to hear all of the field operations report? With that. Behind us. Thank you, dear. Please. Quickly, I would.
The branch of field operations issued
for primary term and production, one fighting witness. There were 85 police inspections performed.
She sent me a report.
Please continue.
18 police inspection follow-ups. There were 7 gas meter approvings, 17 damage appraisals performed, 14 truck temperature permits, 1 tank strapping witness. There were 90 landowner lessee meetings. There were 8 complaints. 15 spills were inspected. 42 spill inspection follow-ups were performed. 3 OERV assessment evaluations. 133 tanks were gauged. 1 tank bottom removal witness. 12 run tickets were figured. 24 danger calculation versus purchaser calculations were performed. By the branch of lease management, there were 22 assignments approved, 27 division orders approved. They reported 18,107 less 3,235 for saltwater disposal wells for a total of 14,872 wells. For those leases that are produced under 25 CFR 214, 3 leases that sold the most were APAC, Burbank, and Candy Creek Crusher. APAC reported production of 33,116, royalty paid at 30,246. Burbank Materials reported 17,945, royalty paid 20,098. Candy Creek Crusher reported 11,339 tons, royalty paid at 8,492. Schmidt Brothers reported 568 cubic yards, 400 paid a royalty of 426. They had 2 requests for information. They were both non-FOIA. The branch of subsurface minerals reported that there were 6 drilling permits approved, 6 workover permits approved, 3 plugging permits approved. They have a pending with a total of 68 pending permits. Wells completed were reported. Warren America completed the well June 27th, another well July 6th. Branch of Accounting reported that the top 3 producers, Chaparral, reported 97,435 barrels, the royalty paid 872,933. Performance Energy reported 17,135 barrels, paid a royalty of 318,961. Jones and Buck Development reported 16,434 barrels with a royalty rate or royalty of 213,760. The Branch of Enforcement Lease Compliance reported 1 EA that they received covering 8 permits. Number of on-site visits, they performed 9. Number of non-compliance letters issued was 27. Number of extension letters, 14. There were 6 final notice letters issued. The number of spill remediation and reporting notice letters were 6. I am happy to report that APAC paid the $46,000 for the interest. Cool. We will be getting a letter to that effect. That was through the assistance of the solicitor. They issued a letter, and fortunately that payment has been made. And the only other thing that I need to remind the council is by letter dated October 4th, we identified the biannual meeting, and we need for the mineral council to provide us with an agenda of topics of discussion.
Did we set it up for December?
It's set for December the 11th, 2018, at 10. Now, went ahead and identified it for being in the Osage Minerals Council chambers. Is that good?
Yes. Council, is there anything else to report?
Yes, I have good news. Our archaeologist, Christopher Plow, he started Monday. So we do have an archaeologist here, and I meant to bring him over, and I just, this morning, just...
Get him busy getting those permits out on those drilling units we got ready to go, and then bring him in here on the second.
Okay, sounds good.
Council, any questions? I actually seen the second chair. Would you like to start off?
On the biennial meeting, I did see that it was scheduled for the council chambers. We had talked about maybe having that at Tulsa. Was that decided against?
It's whatever you would like to do.
So it's still kind of open. I didn't know. We thought it might be easier for your people down there.
Councilwoman Gregor.
We have reserved that day and in a room for the 11th. If we want to communicate that way they can fly and stay in at the Tulsa Casino.
Might ask her to verify that way. We need to cancel if we have to.
I'm sure they'd be fine with it. I put that in there just to generate the acknowledgement letter. I'm sure that they'd be fine. So, what I would recommend maybe is when the OMC sends us back the agenda topics for the agenda, just go ahead and identify the exact location.
Yes, Councilwoman Gray.
She's making copies, just a draft. It's still draft form. And then, but for us, that would be fine to put that in there. Talk to the food and beverage people for us to have breakfast and lunch there.
That would be fine.
And what Amy is handing out is probably for our next topic after he gets his.
Councilwoman Form, then Councilman Gray Form, then Councilman.
It's kind of hard since you're back here. I'll ask if you can't come in, what Councilman's in there, it's not like our guest. So you can't come in. On your report, first thing I wanted to address was the well plugins. We have, as you know, our lease says that well connectors are shown to be abandoned until its lack for further profitable production has been demonstrated to the satisfaction of the superintendent. We have several wells that are pending to be plugged right now. There's the BBR 10 wells that are actually producing now. There are the I would just like to ask you if you have performed the reservoir research to determine if these wells can still be productive. Okay, and just before we finish, I think that the operators think they can be productive. And
that's
not
the
case. Okay. But the main question is, if we have decided to do the operation.
Thank you, Council.
May I?
Yes, respond.
Unfortunately, I don't know. I don't have the information in front of me. But generally, it sounds like to me that we have notified these companies, and the Minerals Council should have a copy of the letter as well. The regulations specifically state that if we go to terminate a lease, the lessee is responsible for plugging the well. So I will follow the regulations. So I would have to just go back, Councilwoman Foreman, and just look at those letters specifically. But if they are cancellation or termination letters for lack of production, then they've got to plug the wells. And if they haven't been producing them, basically before the agency goes in and terminates, makes a decision to terminate for lack of production, we, by law, have to provide them, give them an opportunity to bring those wells back on. So they get what we call a show cause letter, and that generally is notification that in the last 6 months there hasn't been any production, and giving them an opportunity to get the well back into production. So for them to basically say that they feel that they are eligible for production, then my question back to the lessee is, why isn't it producing then? Because they have an opportunity to get the well back into production. If we terminate the lease or cancel the lease, unless the Minerals, and I'm just not going to do it, because the Minerals Council right now has a huge listing of orphan wells that need to be plugged. And since I've been at the agency, then no. I've got to follow the rules and regulations, and the rules and regulations specifically state that. If the lessee is basically saying that he feels that they are still, there's still a possibility for them to produce, then I would encourage these lessees, when they get the notification of the show cause as to why we should not cancel the lease, that they at that point put that lease back into production. Otherwise, we're going to terminate and we're going to ask that it be plugged.
Okay, thank you very much. But I do want to, just for the record, read what our lease says. No production, no productive well shall be abandoned until its lack for further profitable production has been demonstrated to the satisfaction of the superintendent. And I do request the superintendent to, if she's not already, to start performing that reservoir research to make sure a well is still capable of producing, because once you plug it, it's over.
Site-specific, well only, no lease, just the well itself. We'll have that also, and if it comes up to any other event on this, I think we'll handle more of it in executive if the council decides so. Otherwise, we're going to follow what federal law says.
Okay.
Thank you. I got to move on. Councilman Rickman.
Thank you, Chairman. Is this report for Chaparral Performance and Jones and Buck for month production?
Yes.
Okay, that's up to 3,200 barrels a day for Chaparral. Is that correct?
I'm not.
And if that's a month, I divided by 30, that seems like it's jumping back up to where it was. I mean, that sounds good to me. I just want to confirm.
Yes, this is the top research for the month.
Thank you, Chairman.
Councilman, ready to go, and then Councilman Rebar.
Thank you, Chairman. The superintendent, at the last, he showed us around at the BIA that day. I made a request about the gross production tax for the state of Oklahoma, how the money was spent, and if you had any updates on that.
Unfortunately, I do not. I will check on that.
Okay, and also, on this biannual meeting, which is on the
11th,
do we make the agenda, or do you all recommend an agenda, or how does that work?
Basically, at this point, what we are doing is we're asking the OMC to provide us with an agenda of topics for discussion.
Are you going there? Let's just keep
going. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much, Councilman Rebar.
And thank you, Chairman. Regarding the plugging of the wells, I just don't feel like, not only to the superintendent, to my other federal council members, just because one operator may walk away from a well and willing to plug it, does not mean that we should let them plug it. It might be something that another operator might potentially want, or we may want them ourselves. I know of several wells right now that are, the lease has been terminated. The wells are capable of commercial production. The operator is exiting Osage County because of the environment that we have today. There are other companies that I know would want those particular wells. And I just feel like that we should at least have the opportunity to review them before they're plugged.
Yes, sir, and I believe the reservoir identification was brought up on the plugging of these specific wells, and why I'm using just a well bore is we're going to take them on a case-by-case basis. And if I find something that we do need to look at, I'd like the council's approval that we do review those. Also know of the well with ODOT, the same thing. And if you will, Superintendent, just give me a quick update on it.
On the ODOT,
Rock Energy.
Received an email from Chad Parsons, and he said that he is going to contact the OMC to be on the agenda, hopefully next month.
That'd be fine. That's exactly what we need, and that will be on December the, or November the 2nd, is that correct? Yes, it is. We'll have that taken care of the 2nd.
Also,
Superintendent.
Also, I would like to inform the OMC that the Osage Agency is not going to plug wells that are producing. As you all know, Devon tried to go in and plug several wells that were producing because Devon wanted to, they couldn't find anybody to at that time, to purchase the wells. So they basically submitted permits to plug these wells. And at that point, the agency knew that they were producing, and the agency informed the lessee that no, we are not going to plug producing wells. You need to find somebody that you can assign those to. So I will reiterate that fact. If the agency knows that they are producing, we're not going to plug a well. But if they have failed to produce in a year, then we are moving forward with the termination of the lease. So I would really encourage these lessees, and I know Councilman Rebar probably knows several, I would really encourage, if you know of individuals that are possibly looking at, that may be interested in Osage County, coming into Osage County, then these show cause letters that we are providing to the Minerals Council as well. I would recommend that maybe Lacey has something that she puts in a file, and maybe you take that on to see if by chance you can work up some type of assignment. Trust me, I'd much rather do an assignment of a lease as opposed to terminate and plug the well.
Thank you, ma'am. Councilman Redcorn, the second chair.
If we can do that exercise on every, before you start putting it into the orphan well list, make sure it's run the gamut of all this activity to try to get that more barrels moving. So I heard your comment earlier, we're gonna throw it on the orphan well. That's not the solution I'd like to hear, if that's okay. Let's talk together and try to keep that interest going in these things. Somehow, if you got an idea, if your team does, if we can bring in people, let's try it and get more barrels moving. Somebody's sitting on this for some reason, but it's the oil is hot right now. I'm sorry, that's on my comments.
Thank you.
I really think that would be something that the Minerals Council possibly get a copy of the show cause letters, that maybe the Minerals Council.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll take that up on the 2nd.
Thank you so much.
Second chair. Councilwoman Farmer.
Superintendent, I've got a couple of questions. Just kind of updates. Have we had any more information or contact from One Oak and their gas storage down in the southern part of Osage?
They're supposed to start plugging within this next 3 weeks, and they're expected to get it done before November.
Okay. All right, thank you. Second question is, we've got a grant, a DMD grant, and part of that grant, I believe, now I may need to get an updated version of it, but part of that was scanning and copying well files from the BIA, waiting for an opinion from the solicitors on whether we could get started or not. Have we had that opinion, and you, and forgive me, you may have sent it, and I may have missed that letter.
Please.
No, and that may be a topic of discussion. I haven't seen anything.
For the biannual meeting, you're saying?
Yes.
Could we put that on the agenda?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Let's just add that recommendation to the already existing agenda that we used last, because I don't think there's going to be any more important issues in this part right here.
And
also the separation.
Fall under the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act.
Whatever they allow out of the file?
Well, that's what we're trying to bypass or get around right now. It's get in there, scan and copy the well files, and then we make it available to the producers to come in and produce. Thank you.
That's appropriate. Yes, sir.
We've had two working well, and I'll give an update later, but we've had two working well meetings going on three. Paul Rebar mentioned that he wants a letter out quick to support what Mr. Yates is saying. We've got, even in what we're doing, we've got to have this information. I'm not sure why it's been sat on. I'm not saying sat on, I'm just saying, what are the big issues? I mean, we're all intelligent peoples. Can somebody tell us issue one, two, and three? It's the same. What's the problem? So that can give us ammunition to try to get around it. If that's possible, that's what I'm asking for. But we're going to continue to push to get more info for all these wells. We're getting ready to go investigate.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
Okay, I have three questions.
Go ahead and do one.
This is for the superintendent. Questions for her and her report. You'll recognize that. Superintendent was good enough to put together a natural gas marketing, natural gas well list for me with all the wells, all the meter numbers, and all the information that we need to start getting better value for our natural gas. She allowed me to meet with James, the accountant over at the PA. We had a really good meeting. I gave him this report that you guys generated, but I put highlights at the top in green for the areas that we either need to add a column for information. And, had a nice discussion with him, which he probably updated you on. But my request to you, Superintendent, is that you provide this report to us monthly. There are a lot of blank cells in it. There are over 300 cells for purchaser name that are not filled in. There's a confusion between meters and division orders. So I talked about to James for this, and I would like to get this report once a month with the next month's production, and hopefully we can start filling in all the blanks. That was the first one. Second, quickly, did you talk to the solicitor general about the gas project?
No, not yet. No.
She's still looking at that. She'll know about it.
Number three.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and on the getting the well records, I didn't think about this until just now, but it's because of confidentiality. You know, when I was in the corporate world, we had to keep something confidential. We signed a confidentiality agreement. Obviously, why we can't do that, so we can use it for the orphan well project.
I was talking to Richard about the orphan well project. Basically, from my understanding, we provide information that is the depth of the well and so forth so that it can be plugged. So I guess maybe what we need to do is see exactly what additional information you're looking for.
So, please. Yes, behind us.
We're going to start off, we're proposing to start, we've got to clear all this to the council. But we're going to go after those wells we know that, and based on production, historical production, we can get that information. We've already did a big project years ago and had that. So we're going to start pushing those, separating in that fashion. And what we got here is gopher wells right now that we know we got to plug. I mean, not spend too much time with Paul Rebar. See, I don't want to spend too much time on those. But after that, we can start telling the BIA, here's what we think we need. If that's okay, and it's going to happen as soon as we start the grant, it's going to happen in probably 2 weeks. Here's a list of things we'd like for you to hand over on all these orphan wells right now. And then we'll start that discussion, if that's okay. And hopefully it'll launch into all these other issues we're facing.
Councilwoman Gray, and then yes. Councilwoman Martin.
First is a comment, and then I do have a question, Ms. Phillips. First of all, thanks for the quick response on the APAC and following through with that, and the update on putting those positions since our consultation. It's nice to check off some of those boxes that we've accomplished some things jointly. The other is, has ONCE communicated to you about the joint presentation for the oil and gas summit?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Okay, that's all I had.
Councilwoman.
I would like to inquire as to what we're asking the solicitor for an opinion about. It was mentioned, but I'm not aware of any opinion that we're asking pertaining to gas. So could the chair tell us what that is?
All pertaining to the gas or the FOIA? The FOIA is what we were understanding. The request also is for the DMD project so we can review the orphan wells. Before I forget, I think that we have to identify the separation of wells that are going to be plugged and then the wells that has a possibility of us retaining. I wanted to add that in. The last question, and I'm not for sure of that, on the gas, or she asked for the in-kind process that came through our council?
Yes, what the regs say, the CFR say that you can take oil in kind, but it did not stipulate specifically gas. We assume it probably means gas, but we was wanting them to make very clear that it does say gas because that's something we may start out with, taking in kind. And we did pose that question to them, and I believe in letter form.
That's correct.
I'm not sure.
Could we, when we do that, can we circulate it so we all know what's going on? I don't recall seeing the in-kind question.
It may have just been a verbal question from Ms. Foreman. Do you remember?
Chairwoman Harlan asked the question, but it has been asked.
Yeah, the question was posed. I don't remember.
Yeah, I can assure you I did not. I would know if I did.
That's correct.
You better that night.
Thank you. Superintendent, quickly.
Yes, it was basically a question. There was nothing in writing to the agency, but the agency, every time that there's a minerals council, the agency superintendent notifies the individual, my boss, and the solicitors of what went on at the OMC and any questions that you may have. So they know that has been requested.
Thank you. Councilman Gray, anything else?
Yeah.
You guys good? With that, we'd like to move on down the agenda. Thank you, Superintendent.
You're
the situation what we have coming up under the oil and gas summit, we have it set down as what, the December the 12th, is that correct?
12th and 13th.
I'd like to go ahead and we've just discussed the biennial being down there at the same place. Let's wrap it all together. And then with that, I'd like to open up item number 5A. Second chair, please.
Okay, thank you. Oil and gas, I called just to kind of make sure it's still alive, still kicking. Hadn't heard anything and it's getting pretty close. So I contacted Christy Reddy to give me an update on what she was doing and what was going on. Just briefly, December 11th, we're having a biannual meeting with the BIA at the Tulsa Casino, hopefully. I think we're still working on that. December 12th is the beginning of the oil and gas summit. We'll have a lease sale to kick it off. And then the 13th, we'll just have the 12th and 13th, we'll have regular activities. She sent me a bullet point that all I asked for because she went through and rattled all this stuff she was doing. And I was just like, there's no way I'll be able to remember that. Just send me a bullet point of what you're doing. So I'm just going to run through what she sent me last night. She's contacted Eddie Rumsfeld about creating a logo with T-shirts, bags, and artwork. She's accepted a $1,000 donation for Enbridge, and she's meeting with them today to where to send donation money. She's filled out casino sponsorship. She's created an email blast that will go out tomorrow. Contacted Osage Hotel to have a sit down concerning the menu. The menu. Contacted Eskimo Joe's on discount for T-shirts and bags. Working with Pendleton for speakers gifts. Waiting to hear from another sponsorship. We got one company that's contacted her and wanting to get a sponsorship. And then she visited Lacey Reynolds. She says that concerning mailing address or post P.O. boxes, and all mail be directed to 813 Grandview. Attention, Lacey. I contacted Lacey Monday and said, you know, we're getting a lot of contact information. People call and want to know. So we need to have Lacey and Amy for the office know how to direct them. I know, but we're going to need to get Christy. I feel Christy's contact information, email, and phone number so that she can get this started. I know we got one call from Tom McKay, and he's with he's a contractor with the Environmental Protection Agency. He does tank batteries inspections at SPCC, Spill Prevention Control and Countermeasures, but each tank battery has to have. And he comes in every summit and gives a talk, and it's real informative because although, you know, the operators are familiar with what he does, there's always some little change in what's going on. You know, I think there's something changing in how they fine and penalize now. He might want to update. I hadn't really heard a whole lot about it, but I know he's wanting to give a talk, and I think he always gives a good one. Sponsorships, she says she's working with myself, Collie, and Bill to arrange and invite speakers. I might, Margo, you're going to need to get involved because you just handed me an agenda from our last summit meeting, and all that is what she needs to know about. And she's planning on talking with Byron, I imagine that's Byron Big Horse, about discount on all rooms and suites for the Minerals Council and producers and guests. And she also spoke about, you know, in the past we've let shareholders, instead of the $150, we've cut it in half to $75 for
registration.
Membership, yeah, registration fees. So other than that, is there anything, Margo, you want to follow up?
Go right ahead, dear.
Yeah, thank you. So from our meeting that we did is we took the information from Councilwoman Foreman and yourself, Second Chair, and also Mr. Lynn. Now, mind you, the time frames are not etched in granite here, but we just opened up with, we wanted to do something a little bit different and have, while we're doing the oil and gas lease sale, that, well, I'll just run through this real quick. We have opening ceremonies. It'd be a short little video that we'll be able to do with pictures explaining, you know, kind of what we did. It's like 2 minutes. Osage Drummond Seniors, we have Bam Big Horse, Post-Net Colors, Post 198, Prayer Laney Maker, welcome and introductions from Principal Chief Jeffrey Standingbearer, Mayors G.T. Bynum, and since David Holt, I think when we were at the inauguration, he mentioned that, and he said if we can give a letter to him to invite, he'd love to come up. Because perfect. Where he is downtown, we've got many large oil and gas companies down there. He'd be glad to reach out to them as well. Then, of course, it's your welcome, Osage Minerals Council Chairman Everett Waller, introduction of Osage Minerals Council, Osage Baker, Sonny Abbott. We can put whoever, I just put Mr. Abbott, so discuss that with him. Then what, 9:45, it's a real quick agenda opening, and then you can do, then we'll do an expo ribbon cutting to where I've got a list and from past, probably three past expos that we had, and we had like 15, anywhere from 15 to 20 exhibits. And so while people are looking at the exhibits and meeting with them, we will go right into our oil and gas and yes. Sale. Introduction of sale will be with Ms. Phillips and auctioneer Gail Crum. And then we will go into our meeting, and then we'll go into a lunch and keynote. And then we've moved it into three different tracks, and we can repeat that track on each day. Some of the suggestions, and I'm not tied into any of this, so this is just what was discussed. So if we want to add some different individuals, and we kept it to 1 hour per session. We've got thank under you. Oil and Gas, Pearl, Northern Petro, I think it's Stephen Burmer, the name you give. Yeah. One's BIA is talking about doing a joint streamlining process of doing oil and gas production on the Osage, David Conrad and BIA. I don't know exactly who that person will be, if it'll be you, Richard, or some of your new staff. So we'll get that from him. And then we were contacted about business and technology about the drones and how those could be used in production. We have a break, and then we'll do an AB&B update, and then continue with ones in BIA under environmental BIA regulations. And someone had listed OWP, and I don't know who that is. So, Bill, maybe you can help me with, from my notes, say, someone, you had mentioned that. We talked about Bird Creek.
If I can interject here, that's our, by the grant we've got.
Oh, okay, that's it.
Orphan Well project.
Okay, so that would be the...
In the grant, we're required to give a report to the...
An update. As you did, excuse me just a second, it's just like we did on the email that you just sent us out as a deliverable on the contract. Thank you for that email.
Yeah, and please. I have that on day two. So we can have it, really what we want to do, because if someone sees they want to do something on one day, then the next day we'll flip the schedule. But I did put earthquake update on oil and gas for the next day, Bird Creek seismicity again. And then we also have broke out one special track for the shareholders. It's oil and gas 101 for shareholders who really don't know how, maybe they're interested in how this process works and what we offer, and also what Lacey does on
the Roco Trust.
The trust. And so she said she's willing to do that. And so, I mean, there's a lot of gap here that we can fill in, and then put the tribal roundtable. Do we usually do that on day one or two?
At the very end.
Okay, and that's where I put it.
Okay.
So once I get this tightened up, then I'll be more than glad to shoot it over to, we'll have one more meeting to tighten it up, and then
yes, ma'am.
Send it to Christy, yeah. So, I mean, that's the work we did in committee.
Just a quick comment. I heard an hour. We had ours at 30 minutes. I like them short and sweet. It keeps the energy flowing. Last year we had an hour and a half, and I mean, it just took it to a level. And half an hour might be too quick, but anyway, that's what.
Well, you know, I like that idea under the oil and gas side, but the environmental BIA, I think they're going through a whole regulatory process, and I don't think we'll be able to do those. So we'll just do part one, part two, part three, and just hold that through. What'd you say? Do you want to do 35 or 45 minute increments?
I can adjust the schedule. I just watched both. I like the short, the long, the hour and a half. Just
too long.
It's too long.
Well, and because the descriptions are in, you know, the speakers are in there, so you don't have to spend that much time. And hopefully we'll have everyone have a PowerPoint. We can do it right away. So. So anyway, if you want me to do 30 minutes on the oil and gas and business and technology, we can repeat those throughout the 2 days. And then anything else that you all think that we need, recommendations?
Yes, and if they request a buffer timing, they'll get the hour if requested.
Right, because I know, I believe they're set up for four parts of the environmental, because that's what we want to do, is streamline that process. So,
that'd be
hey,
very
you give
good.
Them 30 minutes.
Like the hour. Councilman Redcorn and Councilman Revar.
Thank you, sir. In the past,
we need a resolution.
Like when I was,
we're good.
This young lady here, I was 10 or 11 years old, and my folks, my dad was on the council, and they brought us over here to build something. Remember that? And when I was about 9 or 10 years old, they went to the and it showed me what it was all about. I learned it from the early days with how the soil works. I think this oil and gas stuff nowadays is a good time for your grandchildren, even your great grandchildren, if you don't have any, and show them how it's all changing. It changes all the time. You know? So I think it would be a good time for your children and grandchildren to come and see what this is all about. And I try to show my stepdaughter, I try to explain it to her, but sometimes I don't think she listens to me. You know? But they're here, like this young lady here, they'll learn it as well. Just as yet, that's all.
Thank you. Councilman Rebar?
Yes, sir. I'm concerned about the advertisement of the summit. What is the plan to advertise the summit? And when are we going to advertise that we're going to have a lease sale?
I believe that we discussed putting notices in the Osage News. I know that last meeting you said that your colleagues, your colleagues in your industry, did not know. If you can provide the email list, that, and then I think we have
The superintendent has a mailing list of all the producers that are producing those things. That'd be a good place to start.
Be the only place to start, sir. I'm agreed with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
Let's just do that part.
Superintendent?
The superintendent can provide that to you, but the superintendent, the last time that we did the lease sale, we did send that out to everyone.
Okay.
By an email. We're basically doing things by email. We're posting things.
We'll get it out to you in same way.
Website.
I can do it both ways.
So.
Snail mail and.
Snail.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else, council? Anything we need to add?
No, I'm done with my report.
Okay. I like the draft. I agree with everything that you brought up on that. Secondary is that we'll keep that last effort by Councilman Redcorn to talk, because we'll be coming out of that biannual consultation meeting. There might be something we want to go to the mat over, or there might be something we want to say that actually was achieved. But make sure that's in the last effort of closing. With that, I'd like to take a short break, come back in 5 minutes.